This seance was recorded on the 11th of December, 1967, medium Lester Flint.
Thank you,
Lester. I just realised, is it 11?
It's morning.
Hello, Mickey, love. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. How are you both?
Oh, fine, thank
very
you.
Very well, thank
good.
You,
good. Hold on.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Mickey. Hello,
good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Did you say hello, Master? It sounded like.
How are you?
I'll be all right. How are you, Master?
Very well, thank you.
What's
he
called?
I don't know.
Hello, friend.
Come along, friend. We're very pleased you've come through.
I haven't met you before.
You've been here before?
Have you?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I haven't been here before.
You haven't? Oh, you're
no.
American, aren't you?
How are you, Mrs.?
Very well,
thank you. Yes. Can you give us a talk, friend?
You lived in America, did you? Yes.
Hello, friend?
A number of people here now.
Are there?
Sure, yes.
Who is it speaking, please?
I'm not sure if you can hear what I say to you.
You can hear very well.
Hello there.
We can hear you well. Very well indeed.
My name is Bessie.
Bessie?
Yes.
No, Bessie.
Oh, yes, Bessie.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
Well, we can hear you.
I ain't hear no singing here. Most places I go to, there's always singing.
Yes?
You don't go in for singing then when you have your meetings?
Not really, no. We have our meetings on our own, you see.
You're no good to do that.
Oh.
You have to have plenty of singing if you want to get good power up.
Yes?
Yeah. Can you tell us something about yourself, love?
You live in America?
Yeah, she's American.
Yeah.
You are?
I was in Cotton Fields.
Yeah, I thought
oh,
so, yes.
Were you really?
Yeah, I sure was.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt you've heard about that.
Yes.
Yes?
Sure. Long time ago now.
Yeah.
It's very nice you come through.
My name's Bessie.
Bessie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Bessie, can you tell us something about your life and, you know, how you...
I've been through... many times in America, but no here.
Oh, yes.
I heard bad places like London, Paris, and all that, you know.
Yes.
Since I came here,
yes.
I speak to many people.
Yes.
And they talk to me about these various places, you know, and I decide I go and then look for myself.
And you've seen them?
Sure have.
Surprised you have it, Bessie?
I wouldn't believe in your words.
No, I should think you would after your experience.
I had hard life.
Yes.
But I have no regrets now.
Now, what are you doing that side now?
I was teaching the wee ones.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh,
sure.
And
many children come here.
Yes.
I have school.
Have you got your own school?
Yes. I sure have.
Nice.
And I wouldn't come back not to be in your way for anything at all.
No. Bessie, what did you think of when you first passed over? I mean, how did you...
I was right glad to get in right there, body of mine. I sure was. Gee, I sure was. I was real glad to get in that body of mine and get free. It's a wonderful feeling to be free.
It must have been.
Bessie, how did you find yourself? In what sort of...
What do you mean, how did I find myself? I found myself free for the first time in my life.
But what were you actually in? Were you in the cotton fields?
Yeah, I sure was in cotton fields. I was there for 45 years.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Sure, my mama and my papa, they were slaves too.
Mm-hmm.
I was born up in slavery.
Oh, dreadful.
But they weren't too bad to us at that place.
No.
They were pretty kind. Not so bad as some places I heard about, you know.
Yeah.
Master and Mrs. weren't so bad to us. We had our own little place, you know.
Oh, you did.
Mm. There were many of us there.
Bessie, when you got over, who met
we
you?
We had a good bed. No. Not so bad to eat, you know.
No.
What was that you just said to me?
When you passed over, Bessie, when you died, who met you? I mean, what...
Oh, my mamma and my papi.
Yes.
And brothers and sisters and other people when I didn't know, you know.
Yes. And what did you do when you got home?
I was so surprised I had not got wings. I sure did. When I realized where I was, I fell behind my back, and I hadn't got no wings at all, you know, and I didn't know what to think, and I could see all them there people all around me, and no one had wings, and I thought, well, am I in heaven, because no one's got no wings here, but I realized later that they don't have wings. But I was always taught, you know, that when you went to heaven, you had great big wings, and the better you was, the bigger your wings was.
Oh, yes.
I expected I'd have little tiny wings, but I didn't have none.
Yes.
At first, I was real worried about that. I thought I must be in the bad place, you know. But I found out that I was all right. You know, you two people, I heard about you. From people on this side, they told me about you, and that's why I came here.
Oh, very pleased, Bessie.
I believe you do a lot of work on your side,
well, we
helping people understand more and more about this here truth, huh?
Yes.
That sure is good, that is. I'm very glad for you, because you do good work among a lot of people, huh?
Well, we try to, Bessie.
I heard all about you, Master.
You have?
Yeah, I guess I have. Your name's well known over here, boy.
Well, I hope it's known in a good sense.
Oh, it's all right. You got nothing to worry about.
You're
not a bad man. You're a very good man in your way, you know. You try to tell people all about this, and that's very good.
Bessie, how are you living on the other side? I
live fine. I live right real fine. I do. And I wish you could see my dress. It's a real nice dress I have on, especially to come here to talk to you people.
Oh,
it's pretty
nice.
You can't see as well as hear.
Well, can't you explain it to us, Frank?
Sure. I got a very pretty blue dress. And it's way down to my feet, you know.
Yeah.
Real nice. And it's beautifully made, you know.
Yeah.
And I makes it myself.
Oh.
And I've got a beautiful headdress, too. And I've got a star right in the middle I have, you know. And I earned that star. I didn't make it. It was made for me. I earned it. And I was right proud of it. I really was.
Lovely.
I got a wee place here. I suppose you'd not call it a mansion. It's certainly not a big place, but it's real dandy. You know, it's a real pretty place I have. It's a very small place, but it just suits me. And I'm here with my mother and my papa and my brothers and my sisters.
Jolly nice.
Oh, jolly nice.
It's big enough for us, though.
I hope I meet you when I come over there.
Sure, I will be pleased to meet you, Master, when you come. And I don't think that's going to be so long either.
Well, you
must be getting on now, for we're over 70.
Oh, yes,
and
I
you
am.
Don't live forever, you know.
No.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Praise be the Lord.
Yes. And what is your world like in color?
It's very much like it was down south. I've got beautiful house, beautiful place, nice scenery, lovely trees and fields, and beautiful animals, and all sorts of pets.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a real good puss.
Have you?
Really?
Surely she is the best puss you ever did see in your whole life. She is a big puss. She's almost as big as a lion.
Is she really?
She's got the most beautiful face. I was always mad about cats, you know.
Oh,
And I have cats when I was on your side, and it had many kittens. And I guess this cat's the best cat you ever did see. She's a beauty. I tell you that, boy.
What do you call her, Bessie?
I calls her Matilda. That's what I calls her. I calls her Matilda because she's a beautiful girl, and she was a big cat when she was on your side, but she's 3-4 times as big over here. I guess it's my love makes her that big, you know.
What color is she?
Oh, she's a, what do you call her now? A striped cat, you know?
Oh, tabby.
I don't know how you call it in your country, but she's got stripes all over.
Oh, she's tabby. Oh, we call her tabby cat.
Yeah. You fond of cats?
Oh, I like, yes.
Can you talk to her?
Sure I can talk to her. She talks to me, too. But she don't talk with no mouth.
No.
She talks with her mind.
Yeah.
And I knows what that girl thinks.
Yeah.
We's inseparable, we is.
I love any animals, Bessie.
Sure, you must love animals.
We do.
I love them.
If you don't love animals, there's something radically wrong with you.
I love animals.
And you never go to heaven if you don't like God's creatures.
Have you any birds over there?
Sure, birds, but the birds are not offended with the cats.
No.
No.
And you got any birds?
Yes.
Well, not our own, not a pet. We don't like caged birds. We've got wild birds.
No, I don't think that's right. You know, they just have birds put in cages.
No, we don't like that.
They're wild, but we feed them every day.
Yeah? And my hair's straight.
Your
Am
hair.
I glad about that?
Oh.
You know, when I used to see Mrs. and other friends, you know, the white people, and their hair was so nice and straight, and I used to say, gee, golly me, I wish I had nice straight hair. My hair was all frizzed up, no? Now I got straight hair. I guess that's real something, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Please,
but
what
do
you
want? Yeah, I always wish my hair was straight like Missy, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was all frizzed up now. Oh, gee, I don't know, but I always wished I'd had got beautiful straight hair. Now my hair's as straight as anything. I was real happy about that.
Go,
I guess if you wait long enough, you get most things if you deserve it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why when you come here, I think you'll be real happy, Master. You'll have all the things you want.
Well, I should be very happy if I can...
I don't think you've got much later to wait now.
Never?
I don't think you've got much longer to wait now.
Oh?
I guess you'll be coming here pretty soon.
Oh, shall I?
Funny thing you should say that, Bessie,
because
I thought the same.
I don't think you need worry about that. You'll be all right when you get to your master. You'll be running around about your young man of about 18 or so. None of the old gout.
Well, shall I be able to help people on this earth again?
If you want to. But I guess you'll have a good rest when you get here. I guess Missy will have to do that you for a few years.
Oh, I expect I shall.
But you don't worry about that. You'll be all right.
Oh, I should be very happy for him. I should be a little sad for myself, I'm afraid.
I don't mind loss. I can do a little more work on this side. I want to help people more on this side, yes.
Anyway, I should be coming up to talk to him, I hope, Bessie.
Ah, you will.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie, what is your world like around the rivers? Are there any rivers near you or lakes and things like that?
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, you haven't gone, Bessie, have you?
She's lovely.
Oh, she is. She's marvelous.
You know what I have, too?
No.
I got the dandiest shoes you ever did see.
Have you really?
I sure have.
You didn't wear shoes in the cotton fields, did
no.
you?
No. But I have got real nice shoes.
Oh, lovely.
I always wanted a pair of real good shoes, you know. And one of the first things I was presenting with when I got here was this dandy shoes.
What were they like, Bessie?
Oh, they're real nice.
How do you describe them to us?
Sure, they got good heels,
yeah.
And they're pretty, and they are black, and they got little balls.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's lovely.
And my hair, if you could see my hair, I'm so pleased with my hair. It's really nice and straight and long, you know.
I can just picture
I look after all the little ones.
You look after the little ones?
Yeah, and I've been helping them over and helping them when they get here.
Yeah.
And if they've not got a mama and papa here, if I can help in any way, I will, you know. Mm-hmm. I take some of them in, too, and I teach, too, in the school.
What What did you teach them?
I had no education on you, sir, the life, I guess. But I've been mad about education since I've been here. Oh, boy, there's not enough I couldn't find out about education. I wanted to know this and I wanted to know that. And you know, they tells me you want to know too much too soon, you do. So I says, well, I got to learn, I got a lot of catching up to do. And I've been studying and studying, and now I nearly know the ins and the outs of most things. Oh boy, I'm glad to be a teacher. I love education. I think education's a marvelous thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think so.
And you's well educated, eh? You's got a good school up there, eh?
Oh, I've been to school, yes.
In school, marvellous. Oh, boy, am I happy to be at school. I still go to school. I go to school as regular I does. And then I passes on me information and me knowledge, and I goes back home and I says, I learned this today. I knows this. And so on, and I teach the others too. And the little ones, they learn a lot from me now.
Jolly good.
Oh, and I loves to do things. I dance. Oh, boy, do I dance. You should see me dancing. I used to scream at it. I used to go in the fits of hysterics. Oh, boy. Ask them to the dancing as you never saw, did see, you know.
Lovely.
I'd love to teach people to dance. I teach the kids too. I show them. I says, come on, sonny. Come on, missy. We're going to have a real good time. And we do too. Ah,
well,
boy. What's that you say?
You do
oh, nothing as old-fashioned as all that.
Oh,
we know new ones too.
Do you play any instruments or music? Or?
No, but many of my people do, and my family. They got various instruments they play, and we have real fine times.
Lovely.
The Lord loves those who are happy, you know.
Oh, yes.
Ah, don't you get the idea in the head, because you're going to come over here. And like I used to think, you have to have wings, and you're always going to be praying to the Lord. No, he doesn't want you to pray to him. He wants you to be happy and to love and do all the nice things, make people happy, you know?
Yes.
Religion's what you feel and what you believe and what you know and what you do.
It's how you live your life, isn't it, Bessie?
Ah, I get so excited when I talk to you people. Ah.
Lovely.
There's a crowd of people here, all nationalities, all standing around here.
Good.
We're all one big family.
Good.
And we're all free, bless the Lord. That's
yes.
Marvellous.
Yes. That is so, yes. And,
you two going to be married?
No.
Oh, you haven't got much time because he's coming over here soon.
We do this work together. That's all we do.
Oh, you're just partners in business, is that it?
No, we're just helping to know the truth. That's what we do. We dedicate our lives to this work, you see.
I sure think you're somebody. For
an
old man, you do quite well.
A lot of people will hear you on the tapes. You know, we're taking you, recording it. So that other people can hear you talk, Bessie. Do you
hear
them?
I don't know.
No. My name is Bessie Smith.
Bessie Smith?
Yeah.
Bessie Smith.
Bessie, you know, but as you're speaking, so this is going down on a certain machine that people will be able to hear your voice afterwards.
Can you hear that, Betty?
Southern
States of
America.
Bessie.
I thought she was talking about
the
Bessie, you haven't gone, love, have you?
I think the power.
Oh.
I think she took so much power, such vitality. Oh,
marvellous.
And considering it's her first attempt at anything like this, it's quite extraordinary. But she's such a tremendous personality, and I'm hoping that she may come again for you, because I think she could be most informative. She's a remarkable character and a wonderful soul.
She is.
And as she draws near Earth, she takes on her old personality extraordinarily well.
Yes.
which of course from your point of view is most interesting.
Yeah.
And it's true that she is very active here. She loves people, she loves doing everything she possibly can, and she is an extraordinary character. She so wants to know and to learn and to pass on information and knowledge. You see, she was so restricted on your side, and her knowledge was, well, negligible, and she had no opportunity for learning, not being able to read or write, and she used to, not envy perhaps, but she used to see others more fortunate than herself, and she's always longed, obviously, to be educated and to know everything she possibly can. So she is now a very advanced soul. You must not altogether judge by her voice,
because you
must realize that drawing near to Earth, she does take on something of the old self. And as she no doubt communicates, as I'm hoping she will in the future, she will assert herself even more. And if you encourage her, as I'm sure you will, I think you'll find her not only interesting and informative, but amusing, of course, in a kind of way. But at the same time, she is a soul who I think can bring a great deal of interest and thought and idea to communication, which will be of value to others who may be fortunate enough to listen. She doesn't, of course, understand anything about tape recordings, and it doesn't really matter. It's what she eventually may communicate to you that is important, that others may have the benefit of hearing. Just be patient, because these things, obviously, with some souls, do take time. But considering, I thought you was extraordinary.
Anyway, we shall look forward to seeing you again soon,
and my blessing to you both.
Thank you.
And of course, her idea of time, George, isn't everyone's idea, but she senses, I suppose, as she draws near Earth, that conditions around you suggest to her that you are not going to be too long on your side. But there again, you mustn't think that that is next week or tomorrow.
No.
It could be several years.
That's right.
All my love and blessings.
Don't try to do a lot of work on this side.
Yes, Marshall,
goodbye.
Remember us to Mrs. Marshall.
I certainly will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mickey.
For coming to Mickey.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.